Yeah, these are kind of isolated out here. So.
We call them a foothill.
Okay. Yeah. You know, they're on their own.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. Does a ranch going to need a truck, do you think?
Yes.
That's going to pretty much be required.
Yeah, I guess that was just a given.
Right.
A rancher and trailers, stock trailers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of trucks? Just four wheel, anything that's four wheel drive?
Yeah. Anymore. That's what you find, four wheel drive.
How about guns? Are they going to need some guns?
Maybe. It all depends on what they're doing. Whereas you would used to see them carry a rifle right in their, you know, with them on the saddle. You don't see that much anymore.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, coyotes are still a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they would use a gun.
Sure. What other animals do you see around here like that? Sort of predatory animals like that?
Oh, gosh. There's fox, there's coyote, there's... we've got bobcats, not down here, but up in the mountains that, you know, for people that live up there, that's kind of a problem.
Sure.
Predatory. I'd say our coyotes are probably the biggest.
Do you get any bear here?
Oh, yeah. More and more all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mountain lion?
Not down here as far as I know. We've had bear right here in town the last few years.
I can't remember where I've seen all the mountain lion signs, if it were in Trinidad or up in Alamos.
Probably Trinidad. I don't know. I don't know of anybody. Having seen mountain lion here.
Question I should ask when we were talking about those mountains. Does anybody live up there? Do they have many houses up there?
No, as you go out of the town, there's a hill or a mountain, and there's a beautiful home up there. It's beautiful. It's a tri-leveled home.
Yeah.
And windows all along the south side, and you can look down on the river, and beautiful.
Did you get some pretty good sunsets around here?
Gorgeous.
Sunrise?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Sunsets are amazing.
Yeah, I think both get pretty much above, but the sunsets are really something.
Yeah.
Cool. You mentioned chicken coop earlier. Can you think of any other type of animal pens that might be on a farm?
Not really. Just the barn, the chicken coops, my parents had what they called a brooder coop.
Oh, really?
And, I'm not sure exactly what that was for exactly, but it was different from a chicken coop. The brooder coop was warmer. It was, I don't know whether that's where they, I don't even know really what a brood hen is, but anyway, a brooder coop. You'll find your hog pens, the hog houses are usually triangular shaped. I don't know why.
Okay.
That's about it.
Did you have anything on at any of your houses where you would catch water in it, like when it came out there?
No.
Are you familiar with that at all, those barrels?
Uh-huh. But I never experienced it firsthand. I can't even think of anybody that did.
You're probably familiar with the term slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any experience with that growing up?
Not really with the... Sometimes table scraps, peelings from fruits and vegetables and things like that would be put in a bucket and carried out to the hogs. Usually the pigs are the only ones that would eat it.
Right.
But, yeah.
I think I've heard maybe goats.
That's oh, probably.
Do they have any goats around here?
Some.
Anybody raise goats?
Some. Goats are kind of a pain in the...
Yeah. That's what I hear. Ever hear of that slop bucket being called a swill bucket?
No.
Slop pail or anything like that?
A slop pail. Slop bucket.
That would be about the same. These should be some interesting questions. I'm wondering about the different names for animals based on their gender or their sex. What a male, you know, what male livestock would be called?
Well, it depends on the livestock. A male cow is a bull.
Mm-hmm.
A male horse is either a stud or a gelding.